to pursuant to Executive Order N-25-20 and N-29-20, the Board of Directors and Employees of Navigator School shall meet via Zoom. Members of the public who wished to access this board meeting may do so online. And those that information is available on the posted agenda. Members of the public attending online who wish to comment during the board meeting will use the online raise hand tool in Zoom when the chairperson elicits public comments. Members of the public planning to attend by phone are requested to confirm their intent to comment up to an hour prior to this meeting. Individual comments will be limited to 3 minutes if an interpreter is needed. Comments will be translated into English and the time limit shall be 6 minutes. At its discretion, the board may limit the total time allotted to public comments and set new time limits for individual comments. And the board reserves the right to mute and remove a participant from the meeting if the participant unreasonably disrupts the meeting. Requests for disability-related modifications and accommodations have been made, and this meeting is being recorded. With that in mind, I'll open the meeting and ask Sean, is there any members of the public present, Sean?
I'm not aware of any members of the public other than
we'll call the meeting to order. And if you can confirm attendance via roll call, Sean.
Chuck Daggs?
Present.
Ian Connell?
Present.
JP Anderson?
Present.
John Flaherty?
Present.
Nora Crivello?
Present.
Shar Hegde?
Present.
Victor Paredes Colonia?
Present.
All members are present.
The board chair will forego opening remarks except to say thank you to the board members for showing up for this meeting that continues to affirm our transparency, our effort at transparency and public participation. The only other thing I will say is that on a personal note, I see Kirsten looks like she's in the rotunda at City Hall. And I just wanna thank you for all your work that you're doing with respect to the events honoring and bringing home Normanetta. So thank you very much, Kirsten. I'll entertain a motion to approve the meetings from the previous meeting on May 10th of this year. Do I hear a motion for that?
So move.
And a second.
Ian Science.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Chuck. Are there any discussions, corrections, amendments to the minutes? Hearing none, I'll move that the minutes be approved, or we'll vote on the motion for the minutes to be approved. And Sean, would you call the roll, please?
So you made the motion. Do we have a second?
Chuck, motion.
Aye. Oh, sorry. We had that. Sorry. Got it. Okay. Chuck Daggs.
Aye.
Ian Connell.
Aye.
JP Anderson.
Aye.
John Flaherty.
Aye.
Nora Crivello.
Aye.
Shar Hegde.
Aye.
Victor Paredes Colonia.
I wasn't present during that meeting, so can I abstain?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Motion is approved.
Okay, moving on to the next item. I'll go to the CEO for guidance. Is this where I read the statement about it being a public meeting, Kevin?
A public hearing, yes,
John. A public hearing, I'm sorry. Okay, thank you.
We're going to be super official with the public hearing. So,
right.
Thank you, John.
This is a public hearing for the LCAP introduction. The Navigator Schools Board of Directors will now hold a public hearing on the local control and accountability plans, also known as LCAP, for Gilroy Prep School, Hollister Prep School, and Watsonville Prep School. This hearing is being held prior to the final adoption of the 22-23 LCAP as required by the State Education Code. Notices of this public hearing and links to the related LCAP documents have been posted on websites of all Navigator schools. The public is cordially invited to attend this hearing and members of the public are encouraged to share comments concerning the LCAP at this time, following the guidelines for public comments listed in the notice section of the meeting agenda in which I had raised earlier. Navigator Schools engages parents, educators, employees, and the community to establish and monitor the local control and accountability plan. The LCAP describes Navigator's vision for student achievement, annual goals, actions, and services. In addition, the LCAP demonstrates how the budget of Navigator Schools will achieve those goals. This hearing is now open, and public comments at this time will be submitted. And if any, please use the raise hand function in Zoom to indicate an intention to speak. Are there any public comments? And does anyone wish to speak? Sean?
There are no requests for comments.
Okay. Are there any comments from the board at this time? Hearing none. Kevin, do I close the public meeting now?
Yes, you close the public hearing.
The public hearing, I'm sorry.
I liked your gavel sound. I like that. Yeah.
Hearing no comments from the public, we will now close the public hearing, and it is so closed. And we will move on to the next item on the agenda. Excuse me, one moment. Next item on the agenda is the renewal of authorization to continue virtual meetings. Members will vote on the approval of Board Resolution 2022-13, recognizing the state of emergency and reauthorizing teleconference hearings pursuant to AB 361. And again, does anyone make a motion to provide that? Motion to approve. Thank you, Chuck. Does anyone second? Motion to continue virtual hearings.
JP, I'll second.
Thank you, JP. Discussion. I'll open the discussion by saying it is our objective to meet in person and to have the public attend meetings in person and including staff as soon as we can. At present, with the latest rise of AB 2.12 and others, it would seem that this motion is a wise one to continue and to continue the meetings until we're able to meet in person. So I would ask the board to support the motion. Are there any other comments or questions about it? Hearing none. Sean, would you call the roll with respect to the motion before us?
Okay. Jaggers.
Aye.
Ian Connell.
Aye.
JP Anderson.
Aye.
John Clarity.
Aye.
Nora Crivello.
Aye.
Shara Hegde.
Aye.
Victor Paredes Colonia.
Aye.
The motion passes.
Thank you. We will. Thank you, Sean. We'll move on to item section three, closing items, adjournment of the meeting. And again, does anyone make a motion for adjournment?
Nora, so moved.
Thank you, Nora. And do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. And for discussion, again, I just want to thank the board for getting together. Why these seem to be pro forma meetings where we do notices and we go through the process. The reality is that it does provides that extra step of transparency that we're operating under. And I just want to thank the board for the time and going through these pro forma sessions. Appreciate it very much. To the staff, as you finish up this year, enjoy the summer. We'll be seeing you in one form or another over the years, and over the summer rather. And again, Kirsten, I want to thank you for not just helping out with the Mineta events, but making time to attend this event while you're doing that and making sure you're there. Thank you. So, Sean, would you call the roll for adjournment, please?
Chuck Daggs?
Here.
Ian Connell?
Aye.
JP Anderson?
Aye.
John Flaherty?
Aye.
Nora Covello?
Aye.
Shar Hegde?
Aye.
Victor Perez Colonia?
Aye.
Motion to adjourn is approved.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone. Appreciate it.
Thank you. See you next week, everyone.
So long.
Thank you.